It was 1999.
What was?
The year Luis Gonzalez had a team record of a 30-game hitting streak.
Oh.
And if you're...
How many right answers did you get?
I haven't counted them.
No.
A lot. And one person even says, you don't have to look it up. It's 99. I know. But we got a text confirmation from Lance as well. If the last four digits of your phone number end in 1682, shoot an email to info@rosieonthehouse.com, the address you would like that sent, and we'll drop them into the mail on the way out of the studio today. Thanks for tuning in and playing along, and go D-backs.
That's right.
And this third segment is where we cover our weekly how-to, and Rosie's referenced gates a few times, and that's really what our to-do is if you've got an old beat-up gate, or even if it's not beat up, you want to keep it looking good.
Dress it up.
This is our week to get out there and get our oils on. You know, it's something you could do year-round, but you don't want to stand out there in the heat. And then under cooler temperatures, you know, if we're doing an oil-based on the wood slots, you know, we're at the time where it's warm enough that it can help get a little bit further penetration on those really cold mornings. And our shorter days, you know, we don't get quite the penetration of wood oils into the wood slots that are on our gates. So this is a perfect time of year to do that. Unscrew all the bolts that are holding the wood slots on, take them off, and there's not two sides to the plank. There's a front back, you got the side edges, and there's the top and bottom. So you've got six different planes on those wood slots to oil, and maybe a two-day project. You get them all laid out on your sawhorses and do the top, the ends, and the two sides today. Flip it over tomorrow and do the back side. While it's down, if you've got, most of them are black. You can touch it up with some spray paint.
The metal framework.
The metal frame.
Of the gate.
If you've got anything loose, bolt-wise, that'd be a great time to repair it. However, you need to. Epoxy is a great application for this. It's very good at bonding dislike materials, and especially masonry and metal together. If you've got it sagging, you know, spend some time to put in some eye bolts on the top left corner towards the hinge, and on the bottom right corner, the farthest swing point away, and you can attach it with two cables and a turnbuckle, and that turnbuckle will let you lift the gate back up if you've got any bit of metal sagging that's happened.
You know, a little history. You want a little history on Arizona gates?
Oh, okay.
Back in the 60s and 70s, we just built wood gates. And it was sometime, I believe, in the 80s, maybe late 70s, but I think it was the early 80s. A mason, I believe he was primarily out in the Scottsdale area, decided he was tired of people hanging radio gates on all his block walls. So he started a company called Arizona Gate. And he's the one that came up with this wrought iron gate with the wood slats. I think, as my memory serves me right, the Maloof brothers, the Maloof builders, were the first one to jump on this gate, saying, this makes a lot of sense. That guy that founded Arizona Gate Company went on to do really, really well. And you don't hardly see any wood gates go up anymore. They're all some variation of what he created back at that time. And I don't know how many guys he had at one time, but Arizona Gate grew to be a ginormous company. Now, you were talking about real wood slats. You know, that's usually a cedar slat that you, fence post slat that you install. But I tell you what, my gate at my house, as the wood has deteriorated, I've quit sealing and finishing. Trex makes a plank that fits that exact dimension. And now as the wood is deteriorating, I just keep replacing it with Trex, turning the gate into, that is a great application for Trex. Non-load bearing, purely decorative
Made out of recycled milk bottles.
Made out of recycled material. And it seems to hold up to dog anxiety just about as well as the wood plank does.
And
so,
like all things, it has gotten better with time. You know, we've liked it. I think the first project I remember using Trex was Mama K's Jacuzzi.
That's right.
You know, the early 2000s. You know, and we're 18, 19 years of enhancements and updates. The look is better. The color options have increased. And it's a great product that will last you many years without having to ever oil or paint.
Or splinters.
And I don't know, could you recycle Trex to make Trex again?
Now that I don't know.
At the point, it's been out in the sun and deteriorated. All right. Well, Andy's on the line with a plumbing question. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. That wraps up our weekly to-do.
I don't know.
That gate, you can complete that task. And
I want to get back to Effervescence, too. I don't know what you're reading, but I think the man on the phone is Glenn.
Oh, Glenn.
Yeah, it's Glenn.
What I said.
All right. You said Andy.
Glenn. Texter was asking about Andy.
You got too many things going on over there. All right, Glenn, what's your question?
Well, I got a bathtub, and I have a little, on the end of the bathtub, you flip up the latch, and it's supposed to stop the water from draining. That is completely, it's broke. It doesn't stop anything. And then, of course, I have another little switch on it that turns it from a bathtub or runs water out of the for the bathtub and switches to shower. Neither one of those work, so I was thinking of just replacing it, but I've never took one of those things apart before,
so
I'm not sure exactly what I am getting myself into.
The little plunger that seals the bathtub for you to fill it up with water is broken. Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a fairly extensive repair. So extensive that you ought to just go to Ace Hardware and buy a rubber stopper and just rubber stopper it whenever you want to fill it up.
Well, the problem I have there is I'm trying to sell the house here in the next 4 to 6 months.
Are you?
So I'm doing all these little repairs just to make sure they don't come back and go, can you fix this?
Yeah.
Can you fix that? So I wanted to get it, make sure it was done,
What's the vintage of your home, Glenn?
It was built in 79.
79. The plunger repair is fairly extensive. The selector plunger that selects it between tub and shower can be extensive depending on what the specific problem is, or it can be fairly simple.
And depending on the layout of your home is going to depend on how easy that is. If that is up against an exterior wall, that's bad for this project you're trying to do. But if it happens to be an interior wall or up against a closet, as often as it can be,
that you can go
in through the closet and open up the drywall and get to your work area. But I just have to ask you, are you at work right now?
Yeah.
Do you work at a manufacturing plant?
No.
It sounded like a very rhythmic machine, like stamping out something behind you that's pneumatically operated.
No. I work for a delivery company, so
gotcha.
I was getting out of my work truck at the time.
Well, when you're
I had some sliding doors going, and
when you've
all
got
that good stuff,
when you've got a little extra time on your hands in making the delivery, I would tell you to take photographs of your plumbing fixtures into a plumbing wholesale house. Merkle, Central Arizona Supply, Ferguson, and just show the guys on the counter, look, this is what I've got. Why don't you show me the part that I would need to fix it? And when you see the part, then you're going to know if it's something you want to try and tackle or not. Glenn, we appreciate the phone call. I hope that little bit of guidance helps you out a little bit. Good luck on the sale of the house, and good luck on your relocation.
And I know you're trying to get it fixed up for the other homeowner. That's great and everything. But I, like Rosie said, a rubber stopper is not that big of a deal. And you're not going to get beat up too bad on that price in a sales transaction of the home. So I wouldn't look to go overboard and spend a lot of money here on something that a rubber stopper could solve.
If the house was much older, like in the early 70s or 60s, fixing that plunger is a big job, a really big job. So good luck, Glenn.
Go to Tucson and bring Dave into the conversation at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. David, good morning.
Good morning. Well, I live in a house built in 1958, cinder block wall, and parts of the wall were painted. And after a few years now, it's beginning to look bad. And I have no idea of what kind of paint to use on it.
Okay. Well, David, you're probably going to want to start, depending on how bad it looks. I would tell you, when do you think the last time it was painted, if you had to guess?
I imagine it was original. I don't think it was painted since, I know it wasn't painted since 1968.
Okay. Well, here's what you're going to want to do.
It's not looking bad. It's okay. Just fading.
Well, you're going to need to pressure wash that surface first, okay? So
okay.
Rent a pressure washer, borrow a pressure washer. You don't want to put the nozzle way real up close. All you're trying to do is take off the top layer of faded paint. And then if the paint starts leaving the face of the block in every place that you get back to raw block, I would tell you buy a block primer called Block Fill. Paint those areas. Once you take the chalk off the paint that you've got and all the loose paint off, then you could reapply a good exterior 100% acrylic paint. The fact that it's already been painted, you probably don't have to prime it with Block Fill or F-stop. Just give it two good coats, roll it on. But again, exterior, masonry, 100% acrylic. That paint from a good manufacturer is going to cost you above $30 a gallon. You'll be able to get cheaper paint on sale, special places, but it isn't the grade that you want. Okay? Good exterior, high acrylic paint is going to be as much as $40. A gallon for a homeowner.
And they'll be able to tell you what kind of coverage a gallon. Each manufacturer is a little different, and depending on what surface you're going over, it's a little different. But you'll be able to, you know, they'll be able to tell you how much that particular product will cover. But that is one of those things I don't understand. It does, for as small as it increases the overall cost of a paint job and how many more years you get out of it, versus cutting a corner, going with a cheaper paint, and having to paint a couple years sooner. I mean, that price spread out over a couple years, that difference,
amounts
makes it a pretty easy decision for me, yeah.